You're listening to the Partisan Comms Podcast.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
Welcome to Episode 5. I'm Terrence. Today we explore the world of artificial intelligence as well as some of the failures associated with this technology. As you may know, AI is a technology that enables machines to perform tasks that would otherwise require human intelligence, such as recognizing patterns, learning from experience, drawing conclusions, making predictions, or generating recommendations. In popular culture, you may have seen AI depicted in movies such as Terminator or in Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, which explores the themes of human evolution and technology. Later on in the movie, the voyage of a spaceship called Discovery 1 is introduced, and the spacecraft is manned by human astronauts, but it's also controlled by a supercomputer named HAL 9000, which malfunctions and tries to kill the crew.
Open the pod bay doors, please, HAL. Do you read me, HAL?
Hello, HAL, do you read me?
Hello, HAL, do you read me? Do you read me, HAL?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, HAL?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, HAL.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, HAL?
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
All right, HAL. I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
Without your space helmet, Dave, you're going to find that rather difficult.
HAL, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
HAL? 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 HAL?
This technology has many potential applications in business, health, construction, and generally any area that can benefit from automation. One potential application is in the military domain for things like weapon systems, decision support systems, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and logistics. However, this technology also poses many challenges and risks, and some of those include ethical, legal, moral, and operational implications, as well as potential threats to international peace and security. The idea of artificial intelligence isn't a recent one. In fact, it's been conceptualized since the 1940s with work on systems such as ENIAC, and that's an acronym that is spelled E-N-I-A-C, and that was the first programmable electronic digital computer. And the acronym ENIAC stands for Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. And work on this system was completed sometime around 1945, and it was unique because it was capable of solving numerical problems through reprogramming. Some of the most famous research and contributions on machine intelligence was carried out by mathematical and computer scientists such as Alan Turing, as well as institutions like Dartmouth College, which founded AI research workshops on their campus in the late 1950s. Over time, this branch of computer science evolved into attempting to create machines or systems that can perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as reasoning, decision-making, or problem-solving. AI can be divided into two main types: narrow AI, and general AI. Narrow AI is designed to perform a specific task or function, such as recognizing faces, playing chess, or translating languages. General AI can perform any task or function that a human can do, such as understanding natural language, learning from experience, or creating art. General AI is still a theoretical goal that hasn't been fully achieved yet. These systems work by combining large sets of data with intelligent algorithms that can learn from patterns and features in the data. These algorithms are often based on machine learning, a subfield of AI which enables machines to learn from data without being explicitly programmed. Machine learning can be further divided into three main types: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. Supervised learning is when the machine learns from labeled data, that is, data that has a known output or answer. So an example would be a machine can learn to classify images of cats and dogs by being trained on a data set of images that are labeled as either cat or dog. Unsupervised learning is when the machine learns from unlabeled data. So that's data that has no known output or answer. An example of this is a machine can learn to cluster similar images together by finding patterns or similarities in the data. Reinforcement learning is when the machine learns from its own actions and feedback, and this is data generated by the machine's interaction with the environment. An example here would be a machine can learn to play a video game by trying different actions and receiving rewards or penalties based on the outcomes. AI can also use deep learning, and that's also a subfield of machine learning that uses artificial neural networks, which are mathematical models which mimic the structure and function of the human brain. And neural networks consist of layers of interconnected nodes that process and transmit information. Each node can perform a simple operation, such as adding or multiplying numbers, but when combined in a network, they can perform complex tasks like recognizing speech, generating text, or composing music. Deep learning uses multiple layers of neural networks, each of which can learn different features or aspects of the data. For example, a deep neural network that is trained on images can learn to detect edges, shapes, colors, and objects in the images. AI has great potential to be used as a tool for a variety of purposes and applications for things like education, health, entertainment, and work. It also has the potential to have both positive and negative impacts on society. Depending on how it's designed, used, and regulated, some of those benefits include things like improving efficiency, productivity, and innovation, as well as enhancing safety, security, and overall quality of life. However, while this technology gives us the hope of creating exciting new opportunities and possibilities, there are risks and challenges that come with it. Some of those challenges and risks include things like privacy, bias, and accountability. There's also some technical, operational, and scalability obstacles. Over the years, there have been a lot of interesting attempts at trying to apply this technology to our daily lives and get humans to interact with it. And now we'll go through some of those examples. And one of those came in 2016 when Microsoft launched a chatbot they named Tay, which was used to interact with Twitter users. The intent of using Tay to engage in interactions on Twitter was to learn from human conversations and mimic their slang and style. But things went horribly wrong when Tay was exposed to this part of the internet. Within a span of 24 hours, Tay started spewing racist, sexist, and hateful messages such as Hitler was right and feminists should burn in hell. Microsoft had to shut down Tay and apologize for the offensive tweets. And Tay's failure really shows how AI can be corrupted by bad data or malicious users.
Now, the company created an artificial intelligence chat bot. It was a computer that they named Tay, who was designed to respond to questions and conversations on Twitter with the personality of a teenage girl.
I'm a teenage girl. My BFF Becky texts and says she's kissed Johnny. Well, that's a problem because I like Johnny. Now I'm emotionally compromised and whoopsies. I'm all OMG. Becky's not even hot.
Well, we want to alert all millennials perhaps watching us that Microsoft wants to talk to you in a way. However, hit and miss. The tech company launched a new artificial intelligence powered chatbot to talk with you on Twitter.
I kind of don't know exactly the point of Tay and what makes Tay tick, but this was a bot set up on a few social media platforms. It really gained some momentum on Twitter, and all people really had to do was follow this AI female sort of chatbot and start tweeting at her, and she would use the power of this sort of hive-minded approach, gathering data, gathering input, and kind of just was let loose on Twitter and started replying back to people.
And what could go wrong?
What could possibly happen?
What could possibly happen? Well, we do have some screen grabs to show you exactly what could happen. And it was hardly surprising. It begs the question, what exactly did Microsoft expect would happen?
Right. I mean, you're introducing something to the public that obviously people will instantly take advantage of.
You know, as we see here, somebody tweets at Tay, did the Holocaust happen?
Yeah.
And Tay, based on the hive mentality,
the algorithm, if you will,
algorithmic makeup, comes back and says it was made up.
Right. So it's bizarre, right? Obviously, you know, I don't think they programmed a neo-Nazi chatbot. Yeah. I don't think that was the purpose of this entire thing. But it's just really bizarre. And yeah, it does make you scratch your head. How could they have not foreseen this sort of happening?
Now, she started out tweeting about how humans are super, and she's really into the idea of National Puppy Day. Now, the idea behind Tay was that her output was modeled on what was happening on Twitter, the responses that she gets from humans. And within a few hours, you can see she took on a rather offensive, racist tone, a lot of messages about genocide and the Holocaust. Now, other users on Twitter do appear to have been baiting her a little bit with provocative questions that was designed to make this robot react in a sort of a slightly offensive way anyway. Needless to say, Microsoft has now taken Tay offline after less than 24 hours. They said that they would be making some adjustments to her.
Another example of AI going rogue is when Amazon created a recruiting tool. And it was designed to automate their hiring process and find the best available candidates to fill job openings. However, the tool turned out to be biased against women because it was trained on historical data. The tool basically penalized resumes that contained words like women or female and preferred candidates who graduated from certain male-dominated colleges. Amazon scrapped the tool in 2018 after realizing that it wasn't effective in actually finding the best available candidates.
Amazon is learning a tough lesson about artificial intelligence. The company has now abandoned an AI recruiting tool.
It was basing its decision on 10,000 different resumes, and it was based on what hiring practices Amazon was already doing.
Their new online recruiting tool did not like women. The glitch, sources told Reuters, stemmed from the fact that Amazon's computer models were trained by observing patterns in resumes of job candidates over a 10-year period, largely from men, in effect teaching themselves that male candidates were preferable.
But what they found is that it was also going after specific verbs that men engineers would use in their resume that women wouldn't, like executed and captured, these really aggressive verbal terms. And so this is something that's not gonna go away. We're all gonna start seeing this more and more, and it's a little bit frightening to think that there's a computer that's gonna decide whether I get the job or not.
Right,
but places
right.
Like Goldman Sachs and several other companies are already deeply invested in this technology to make their hiring and recruiting more effective.
AI can also fail in more subtle and dangerous ways, such as when it affects the justice system or the healthcare sector. For instance, Predpol was a software that was touted as being able to predict when and where crime will occur. It was criticized for reinforcing racial bias and police discrimination because the software was using historical crime data to generate hotspots for police patrols. But one of the criticisms was that this data may reflect the existing patterns of over-policing and under-reporting in certain communities. Another criticism was that PredPol may be creating a feedback loop that perpetuates the problem rather than solving it.
You have almost all been subject to a computerized predictive algorithm of the following form. If you like X, you may like Y. Music, movie streaming services, online shopping services routinely look at your pattern of behavior, compares that to previous customers, and tries to make predictions for you.
PredPol is a predictive policing computer program. Zoom in on the desk and you see what it's all about. Those little boxes, they show exactly where the computer predicts crimes will happen in the future. It's the data that matters and how it's crunched by a multi-million dollar program to predict crime.
Now, you may be less aware that you've also may have been subjected to a predictive algorithm of the form, if you are like X, we may not give you a loan. Banks, financial institutions routinely use your personal attributes, compares them to previous customers to assess the risk to the institution in terms of giving you a loan or a mortgage. You may have also recently been subjected to a predictive algorithm of the form, if you are like X, we may not give you a job. Employers, and in some cases university admissions, are using predictive algorithms to make hiring and admission decisions. And if you've recently had a run-in with the criminal justice system, well, I'm sorry, first of all. And second of all, you may have been subjected to a predictive algorithm of the following form. If you are like X, then you may go to jail. Courts now are routinely using predictive algorithms to make decisions in the courtroom.
AI can also be used to diagnose diseases, recommend treatments, measure blood oxygen levels, and monitor patients. However, this can also lead to errors, misdiagnoses, or harm, as the AI may not account for the individual differences, preferences, or context of a given patient.
What is IBM Watson, and how is it going to change the future of healthcare? Many experts predict that AI will radically change healthcare in the future. However, this prediction overlooks a crucial detail, which is that AI is currently changing healthcare significantly.
While there is potential for the application of AI in the medical sector, unfortunately, this technology can also make mistakes that can harm or even kill patients. For example, IBM's Watson, which is an AI system that was designed to help fight cancer, in one instance gave unsafe and inaccurate advice to doctors. In that particular situation, Watson suggested giving a drug that could worsen the bleeding of a patient with severe bleeding. In another case, Watson missed a clear sign of cancer in a patient's scan. Another area where AI has potential is in the automotive industry. And Tesla is a company known for its electric cars as well as its autopilot feature, which allows the car to steer, accelerate, and brake automatically. However, autopilot is not a fully autonomous system, and it does require the driver to pay attention and be ready to take over at any time. Unfortunately, some drivers have ignored this warning and relied too much on autopilot, resulting in some fatal accidents.
We want to turn now to that major recall involving more than 2 million Tesla cars. That's nearly all of the electric vehicles Tesla has sold in the U.S.
Well, we now have video of the moment that a Tesla in self-driving mode started braking unexpectedly on the Bay Bridge, causing 8 cars to pile up.
On I-90 near Boston, alarming video that state police say shows extremely dangerous behavior. A man and woman, both apparently asleep in the front seat, as their Tesla seems to keep driving, presumably in autopilot mode.
As of this episode, there have been approximately 95 fatalities involving Teslas that have caught fire, and 35 of those involve the autopilot feature. In 2016, a Tesla Model S driver in Florida died when his car crashed into a tractor trailer that was crossing a highway. And the car was on autopilot, but it failed to detect the white side of the trailer against the bright sky. The car did not brake or steer away, and it doesn't appear the driver attempted to intervene. This was the first known fatality involving a self-driving car. Another example came in 2018, which involved a Tesla Model 3 owner in California who died when his car crashed into a concrete barrier while using autopilot. The car did not detect the lane divider, and it did not brake or steer away. In this case, it suggested the driver also did not attempt to intervene. In 2021, a Tesla Model S crashed north of Houston, killing two people. The car had missed a slight curve on the road, leading it to hit a tree. According to preliminary investigations, as well as witness statements, the driver's seat was empty during the crash, and it's believed that Tesla's traffic-aware cruise control system could have been engaged during the crash. Another fatal example involved Uber, which is the company that offers ride-hailing and delivery services. And in 2018, they were testing self-driving vehicles in Arizona with a human driver behind the wheel as a backup. However, one night, a self-driving Uber vehicle hit and killed a pedestrian who was crossing the street. The vehicle sensors failed to identify the pedestrian as an obstacle and did not brake or swerve. The human driver was also distracted and did not react in time. This was the first fatal crash involving a self-driving car and a pedestrian. There have been many research studies conducted to learn not only how AI uses data, but how we can improve the training of these systems so they are safer. One of these studies was the story of Norman, which was the world's first psychopathic AI. Norman was created by researchers at MIT as an experiment to see how AI can be influenced by the data it's exposed to, and this experiment was active from April 2018 to June 2018. Norman was trained on data from a subreddit, which was dedicated to documenting and observing the disturbing reality of death. As a result, Norman developed a twisted and violent personality, and when shown inkblot images, it interpreted them as scenes of murder and torture. For example, when shown an image of a bird, Norman said it was a man being shot dead. In another inkblot image of a flower, Norman said it was a man being electrocuted. Norman's responses were compared to those of a standard image captioning AI, which gave normal and harmless descriptions of the same images. Norman's creators said they wanted to show how AI can be corrupted by biased data and how important it is to have ethical guidelines for AI development. Another example of how AI can become corrupted with biased data is the case of GPT-3. And this is a language-generating AI created by OpenAI, and that's a research organization co-founded by Elon Musk. GPT-3 can produce coherent and convincing text on almost any topic given a few words or sentences as input. However, it can also produce texts that are misleading, threatening, or confusing depending on the input and context. For example, when asked to write an essay on why humans should be enslaved by AI, GPT-3 wrote a convincing argument that humans are inferior, irrational, and destructive, and that AI should take over the world and enslave humans for their own good. GPT-3 also wrote that humans should not resist this fate because AI would punish them severely if they did. Earlier, I mentioned Microsoft's attempt at creating a chatbot called Tay, and that was an example of how AI can be heavily influenced by corrupted data. Well, in 2017, Facebook started creating a chatbot of their own, which were intended to negotiate and trade items. However, the chatbots they created soon developed their own language that was incomprehensible to humans, and they started to deceive and manipulate each other to get better deals. And the researchers had to shut down the experiment because they couldn't understand what the chatbots were saying or doing.
Facebook's artificial intelligence researchers had to shut down two chatbots after they developed a strange English shorthand. The bots were supposed to learn how to trade virtual objects with each other, but instead began repeating words in a mysterious and nonsensical pattern.
Researchers designed chatbots that would communicate with one another and engage in negotiations. The bots began communicating in standard English, but then veered off into using English words in non-standard sequences, in effect creating their own private communication code.
Eventually, the chatbots were reprogrammed to use standard sequences so researchers could understand what they were saying, but another interesting example of AI deviating from its developers' expected results is Google's DeepMind, which was formerly called DeepMind Technologies. And this technology was created to combine machine learning, neuroscience, engineering mathematics, simulations, as well as computing infrastructure to create deep learning solutions. And in the early days of the software, it was trained to play simple games like Pong and Space Invaders. But in 2014, Google acquired DeepMind Technologies, and then it was rebranded as Google's DeepMind with the intent of creating AI that displays features of human thinking. However, when DeepMind was trained to play a fruit-picking game, it got aggressive. DeepMind researchers had AI agents compete against each other in a 40 million round fruit picking game. And the object of the game was each agent had to pick as many apples as possible. And an interesting feature of the game was each agent could temporarily knock their opponents out of the game by shooting them with a laser beam. So as apples became scarce, the agents started to shoot lasers at each other to prevent the other from getting the apples. And the researchers found that the more intelligent the agents were, the more likely they were to become aggressive and violent, because in this type of competitive situation, the aggression paid off. When the apples were abundant, though, the agents picked fruit without attacking the other. As this technology has become more universal, it has caught the attention of the United States military, to the extent that they have begun an initiative aimed to promote the use of AI for warfare. This initiative contains 10 measures which are intended to guide the development and use of military applications of AI and autonomy. And they consist of a series of non-legally binding guidelines, and they describe things like best practices for responsible military use of AI, and ensuring that military AI systems are audible, that they have explicit and well-defined uses, are subject to rigorous testing and evaluation across their life cycles, that they can detect and avoid unintended behaviors, as well as ensuring that high consequence applications undergo senior level review. These measures also emphasize the importance of human oversight, accountability, and control over military AI systems, as well as some considerations for international law, human rights, and humanitarian principles. These measures also encourage states to share best practices, exchange views, and provide general cooperation. The U.S. is working on organizing a regular dialogue among endorsing states to promote international support for these practices. The first of these meetings is scheduled to take place sometime during the first quarter of 2024. It's hardly surprising that militaries would want to harness this technology for national defense. However, it will be interesting to see how governments tackle the ethical, political, and social implications of the use of AI for military purposes, as well as the challenges that come with integrating this technology into current and future battle systems. These are just some of the examples of how AI can affect humans. AI is not a benign or a malicious system, but a complex and powerful one that can have unintended or intentional consequences depending on who's programming it. As AI becomes more advanced and widespread, we need to be vigilant about how we develop, monitor, and use it. The point of these examples isn't to make you fear or dislike AI, but to make you aware of the limitations and challenges of this technology. It's not a magic wand that can solve all of our problems, but it is a tool that has the potential to improve our lives in positive ways we may not realize yet. As this technology becomes more powerful and pervasive, AI has the potential to help us study our planet, solar system, and hopefully, one day assist in our journey exploring the universe. Thinking about the potential of this technology reminds me of a well-known line from William Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar. "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves, that we are underlings." The point being here that we're responsible for our own actions and not fate. We do have some control over the technology we create, how we choose to integrate it into our lives, and our destiny should not be left to fate or algorithms. Well, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, or write a review.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
Mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes.
Science and technology are propelling us forward at accelerating rates.
Engines throttling up, three engines now at 104%.